for WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450 News, I'm Tim Thede. Three 14-year-olds are facing charges of retail theft after Sun Prairie police said they stole from Bass Pro Shops on Wednesday. Channel 3000 reports that police were dispatched to the store located at 1350 Cabela Drive at around 6 p.m. and learned that staff alleged the teens took ammunition and pistol magazines. Officers repeatedly saw the suspects running from the store and apprehended two of them. The third teen initially evaded officers. A perimeter was established where the third teen was last seen. The Wanakee Police Department's drone team assisted during the search. During the investigation, officers determined the third subject had boarded a Madison Metro transit bus. The Madison Police Department located the third subject and took them into custody. The teens were taken into custody without incident and transported to the Dane County Juvenile Reception Center. The Sun Prairie Police Department said it will refer the following charges to the Dane County District Attorney's Office. A Watertown man is charged Wednesday for his involvement in a fatal hit and run. 54-year-old Jeffrey Redeker is accused of driving drunk and killing 35-year-old Cole Strobush early Sunday morning after allegedly hitting him and dragging him several blocks. Court records show that Redeker was previously convicted of driving with a prohibited alcohol concentration in 2006. Prosecutors charged Redeker on three charges, including homicide by intoxicated use of a vehicle. He is being held on $500,000 bond. Avian influenza is still active in the nation and in Wisconsin. The U.S. Department of Agriculture has confirmed highly pathogenic avian influenza in 27 states, with 70 cases in poultry and 2 cases in livestock in 2 states, including Wisconsin. Officials in the state are testing milk samples at the farm level for the mandatory USDA Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service National Milk Testing Strategy. While they decreased the frequency of testing by 50% in October, they'll now resume testing at 100% statewide. This means each farm will be tested approximately every month. DATCAP encourages livestock and poultry farmers to remain vigilant and utilize enhanced biosecurity measures to protect their herds and flocks. The agency continues to work with state and federal partners, veterinarians, and producers to prevent the further spread of HPAI and H5N1 to Wisconsin dairies. The Wisconsin Home Energy Assistance Program is again available for people in need of help paying their heating bills. Federal funding was delayed to the state because of the federal shutdown, but it has now been received. Wisconsin Department of Administration Secretary Kathy Bloomfield says if you wanted to apply because of the shutdown, you should apply now. Eligibility is based on household income, household size, and the home's energy costs. If approved, benefits are paid directly to utilities and fuel suppliers. You can find more information and apply at energyandhousing.wi.gov. Shake the winter blues and discover a new appreciation for winter in the company of fellow veterans at the High Grounds Winter Veterans Retreat scheduled for January 16th through the 18th. The colder and shorter days of winter present challenges for many individuals and even more so for veterans managing post-traumatic stress. This 3-day retreat welcomes both male and female veterans to experience indoor and outdoor therapeutic recreational activities to put the enjoyment back into the cold season and to better help manage PTS. The scheduled retreat activities include ice fishing, snowshoeing, PTS growth workshops, art instruction, great food, and camaraderie. Outdoor activities will be dependent on weather conditions. The retreat will take place at the High Ground and surrounding areas. Veterans who are unable to attend the entire 3-day retreat are invited to join a day of ice fishing on Saturday, January 17th. There is a limit on how many veterans can be accommodated who do not have their own equipment, so veterans are encouraged to register early. Veterans who are registered for the three-day retreat will have lodging arrangements made at a local motel as part of their reservation. A $50 Save My Space fee is required, which will be reimbursed to the veteran when they arrive at the retreat. To register for the three-day winter veterans retreat or the single day of ice fishing, veterans can email Teresa at museum@thehighground.org or call 715-743-4224 before December 31st. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources celebrates the completion of the 2025 elk hunting season. The state's 8th managed elk hunt opened October 18th and concluded December 19th. The 13 Wisconsin state licensed hunters who participated in this year's hunt were randomly selected from a pool of more than 26,000 applicants. The DNR received 17,737 applications to hunt in the Clam Lake Elk Range and 8,452 applications for the Black River Elk Range. An 8-bull quota was established for the Clam Lake Elk Range. 4 licenses were awarded to the state hunters, and per treaty rights, the Ojibwe tribes declared a harvest of 4 bull elk. In the Black River Elk Range, 5 antlerless and 4 bull licenses were issued to state hunters, up from a 4 bull quota in 2024. State-licensed hunters found success in both elk ranges, in which a total of 7 bulls and 5 antlerless elk were harvested statewide. In the Black River Elk Range, nearly all license holders found success, filling 5 of 5 antlerless tags and 3 of 4 bull tags. Some hunters found success during the first opportunity to hunt elk from mid-October to mid-November, while others filled their tags in the December time frame. In the Clam Lake Elk Range, all 4 state-licensed hunters harvested bull elk in the first 2 weeks of the season. Tribal hunters have until Sunday, January 4th, to complete their pursuit of elk within Wisconsin's ceded territory. For WRCE News, I'm Tim Thied.
A reset for the Packers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers in meetings today, reviewing what went wrong in their 41-24 loss to the Ravens at Lambeau Field. I talked to Packers running back Josh Jacobs.
I think we all got to look in the mirror. I mean, from the top down, coaches included, I think we got to look in the mirror and, have a reality check on, what we need to do to either give more or, or to do more for this team. The things that we need to fix and go ahead and correct them.
The Packers and Vikings game has been moved to a noon start this Sunday at U.S. Bank Stadium. NBA, the Bucks in Charlotte tonight to take on the Hornets. Milwaukee with a 112-103 win over the Bulls Saturday. It was Giannis's first game back from a calf injury, playing limited minutes.
We wanted to save minutes in the first half so we can have him 3 rotations in the second half. I mean, he obviously hated that. I think the second time we took him out, I thought he was going to go nuts. But it is what it is.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers with sports on Mike Clemens.
Windy with some light snow and blowing snow this morning. The snow will end, the wind will die down, and conditions will gradually improve as we head into this afternoon. Our high today in the mid to upper teens. Tonight, partly cloudy. We're going to drop down to around 7 above. Tomorrow, more light snow with a high in the upper 20s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.